We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Live from Bouray on the historic Oxford Square, this is Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with TeleSouth Communications. Reb Talk is brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Coca-Cola, with zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Renaissance Bank, show your school spirit with an Ole Miss Renaissance Bank MasterCard debit card. Member FDIC. By Service Specialist. Visit them online at ServiceSpecialistLTD.com for all your recruiting and staffing needs. Game Day Vodka, official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. Please enjoy responsibly. By ExxonMobil, official fuel partners of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by C Spire, on the field, at home, at your business. Speed makes all the difference. Visit cspire.com to learn what C Spire's ultra-fast fiber internet and nationwide 5G can do for you. Now let's go live to Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. Here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
Hello and welcome to Reb Talk. Hi, everybody. Got a good crowd here. Looking forward to being with you another night here on the historic Oxford Square. Got a little rain going on out there, but things really warm and nice here in Bouray. Temperatures dropped a little bit. Notice that? I'm tired of cutting my grass, Brandon. What about you?
Me too. I hope it dies out.
Cut grass like after October 20th is just tough.
I know. It's crazy. It's been hot and humid, and that's the perfect conditions for grass to grow.
Yes, hot and humid.
Unbelievable.
They call it climate change, warming, cooling. I don't know.
I probably have more weeds than grass, and I understand the phrase growing like a weed now because of that. So it's tough.
You have to cut weeds more often, too. They get higher faster.
A couple times a week. It's ridiculous.
Where do we go down this path? How did this happen? We're excited to have you tonight. Welcome to Reb Talk with Coach Lane Kiffin. He'll join us in just a moment. We'll have him here as he rolls off the practice field or out of his office or wherever he's coming from.
Inside right now.
I think he's inside. Yeah. Also tonight, we're honored to have Kevin Smith, our running back coach. So let's give it up for him, running backs coach. And he is bringing with him tonight Snoop Connor. Yeah, baby. Snoop will be up in the house. Look forward to talking to Snoop, who's like, dadgum, a touchdown machine.
He is. I mean, I think I heard you say on the radio that he's in the top five now all time of touchdowns. And I mean, if you think about it, he hasn't really played but two seasons. He didn't have a ton of carries his first year. And so that's pretty impressive. And, you know, he's just a force when you get down there. He's got a nose for the end zone, which is something you certainly want in a running back. And he's played so well for us this year.
22 touchdowns. This is one of my notes for the broadcast, so I'm giving it to you early. 22 touchdowns, 17 inside the five, and 12 from the one-yard line.
There you go.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, those for the
it reminds you a little bit. He does it differently. It reminds you a little bit about Deuce.
Right.
And we got inside the five. Deuce was going over the top.
Over the top, right. Yeah.
I mean, he was going the end zone. It was over.
That's right.
You weren't worried about scoring if you got to the five-yard line with Deuce McAllister. It's kind of the same with Snoop. He's done a wonderful job, and we look forward to talking to him.
He's got a few assists, too. So a few of those offensive linemen assist touchdowns, which are great to see.
No doubt. So we're looking forward to visiting with Snoop. Of course, we got a great running back room. All three of those guys that are playing a lot, doing a really good job. Hey, if you're ever in Oxford, I always encourage you to come to Bure. They got great food. They got the full menu going again. Who's got the bunless burger bowl? Way back there, two of you. All right. Was it good? You don't have it yet.
Some healthy
it's on
eating.
Its way.
Healthy eating there.
That's healthy eating. You don't eat the bread, right?
That's right, yeah. Carbs are bad.
It's got everything else in it, but not the bread. But green onion, sautéed zucchini, diced tomatoes, going to be good. The sandwich, the bunless burger bowl. A lot of other wonderful things here. Full entrees and all at Bure. So anytime you're here, we encourage you to come check us out. He also want to remind you that Gentile's the official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at genteelapparel.com or at Landry's on the square. The next time you're here in Oxford, Landry's just on the opposite side of the square, and I got my Gentile pullover and my nice shirt
looking
here.
Sharp.
Looking sharp.
Yeah.
Mary's here, and my wife's here tonight, so she dressed me and made sure I look a whole lot
does
nicer.
Does she lay it out in the morning like when you're a kid?
Pretty much.
That's
no, actually, I'm just lying. She said, you get dressed. I don't care what you look like. But anyway, Brandon's
you look
got
great.
His pullover.
You look great,
looks
yeah.
Good. The red
yeah, Gentile takes care of us and good people and Ole Miss people, and obviously, as you said, you can get their stuff at Landry's on the square. They're also, if you're in Mississippi and in Jackson, you can get them hooked up down at Kincaid's in Jackson. Gentile is a great partner, and they do a great job with their Ole Miss collegiate line.
Got pants on the way, right?
They got pants. They got shorts now. Yeah, they got pants and socks.
So
if you're looking for
awesome,
looking for the comfortable five pocket, you know, performance pants, they got you. Got you taken care of.
What does that? Will it make you perform better?
I doubt it.
You and I need them.
I doubt it on this broadcast.
You and I need them. Hey, and also Country Pleasing Sausage, a family-owned company in Florence, Mississippi, is a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, now being served in concession stands. Just say Country Pleasing, please. We'll take a break and have more when we come back. We'll be talking to Coach Lane Kiffin in just a moment on Rep Talk from here at Bure on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Here's to the couches, the lawn chairs. That leather recliner imprinted by yours truly. These are your front row seats to watch the Rebels all season long. Any device, every play. CSpire brings the game to you with the fastest speeds for wireless, home, and business. Because slow is only good for replays.
Oh!
So call dibs on that seat next to the seven-layer dip. It's football season at CSpire.
Calling all Rebs, bring your official stadium cup to a local Exxon Blue Sky station and receive 49-cent fill-ups all season long. Pick up your cup at a game or your local Exxon Blue Sky location and enjoy 49-cent fill-ups all season long with Exxon and Blue Sky. Exxon and Blue Sky, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics.
Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can drive high, but you can't.
Reminder, don't drive high. If You feel different. You drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Second and goal for Rebels from the three. Little soft pass, caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. It's Casey Kelly who hauls it in for the score.
Play action, David, just froze everybody. Casey Kelly had his hand on the ground, got into the end zone, and Matt just bootlegged it out, caught him quickly. Good catch, good throw. Rebels go up.
Nice job, Casey Kelly. How about that? Chad's younger brother.
It's a very nice cool catch. Story, too. I mean,
yeah.
Plays quarterback in high school, didn't really play tight end position. Comes to Ole Miss just because he liked it from his brother's time here and ends up now being a contributor, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road and plays significant snaps for the Rebs and has become a good blocker and a good pass catcher and just, again, just a really cool story.
It's a good room. We hadn't talked a lot about it, but Rogers goes down, gets hurt, but you got several guys in that room that are pretty decent. Knox has done a nice job, Thomas, but for him to step up and get his first touchdown catch as an Ole Miss Rebel.
For sure.
Sweet. Chad was there, by the way, in the stands. I bet he was going crazy.
Oh,
I couldn't
imagine.
Find him. I bet
I
he was
imagine.
Going nuts, jumping up and down, screaming, going crazy. Everybody give it up for the head coach of Rebels, Lane Kiffin. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We just played Casey Kelly's touchdown catch.
Okay.
It was pretty sweet.
That was not a long broadcast. It was only 3 yards.
Yeah, only three. Okay. It wasn't your score from afar.
Yes, it was
like
not.
We talk about. It was score from close.
Yes.
But a big, big score nonetheless. Hey, we're excited to have Coach here. And, of course, as we mentioned, we're going to have Coach Smith in a moment and also Snoop Connor. Looking forward to talking to them a little bit later here from Bouray. Congratulations on the win, though. Awesome. Sweet. Played well. Defense definitely stepped it up. Just your overall feelings about the win this past weekend.
Yeah, I thought the defense played really well. And, you know, we hadn't beaten LSU in whatever, 5, 6 years. And so to – you know, anytime you beat LSU, you know, it's really crazy to think, even though I wish we would have done this better and Snoop wouldn't have fumbled at the end and, you know, we would have, you know, ended up winning by 35 or something. You know, that's pretty good that we're having those discussions about playing LSU and not satisfied winning by a couple touchdowns.
Tell me about the last drive of the first half, because as you look at that game from a whole, I know that's an important part of the game. Some people just kind of blow it off and go to the locker room. But we took advantage of under 2 minutes and got down the field, scored a huge score right there, I thought at least, in the game.
Yeah, I think our defense came through for us first off because, you know, there's a risk when you do things that we called a timeout after the second down, you know, 2 and 3 minutes.
So, but that showed faith in them.
Yeah. If they give that lot, you know, then you get killed as a coach if they make the first down, go down and score, you know. But we were able to stop them, which allowed us enough time to go down and score and, you know, score with whatever, 15 seconds. So if we hadn't done that, we wouldn't have been able to, you know, we wouldn't have scored.
It had a pro feel to it. That drive had a pro feel to it. It really did.
It did. Good mix of run and pass and, you know, making our way down there and Matt finishing off the drive.
We had a great weekend, too, just in general. I know that Eli's number being retired was a special thing. You let him walk through the grove with you guys, and he absolutely loved that.
Well, I didn't let him walk through.
They told you. I mean,
Eli let me walk through the
he
grove.
He let you walk with him. Huh?
So, I was just a super fan, man, wearing a jersey like a little kid.
We were saying, who's the kid in the back with a 10 Giants jersey on there letting walk through there, too?
Felt like I was going to a Giants game, like as a fan, like getting off the bus, like, you know.
Yeah. Hey, but it was really neat that you did that. I think to do that and show respect for him, a great player. And the Manning family's just done so much for college football, pro football, too.
Yeah, they sure have. And obviously, Ole Miss and, you know, just to have so many of them around on that day was awesome and, you know, great tradition.
We got a tough assignment this week. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. Got to go to Auburn. Auburn's a team that's been not necessarily running under the radar, but they've been kind of in the background, and they lost the early game and fought back, and their defense is playing really good.
Yeah, they got really good defensive players, and like they always do. You know, so we're going to have our hands full, and You know, they have the quarterback playing better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, a lot of times in the first-year staff, you kind of screw up some early games and, you know, played some closer games than probably they wanted to, and now they're playing really good at the right time.
Atmosphere there is phenomenal, too. Brandon, I was talking about that actually before we came on the air about where are the toughest places you think, and you sit there and you go, well, South Carolina's pretty crazy. Auburn's crazy. LSU's crazy. We had a crazy one this weekend. That was awesome to see our people respond. Tennessee was crazy. Alabama's crazy. So you just don't really get a break hardly in this league.
No, you don't. I mean, we're going 3 weeks, three road games in a row of Alabama, Tennessee, and now Auburn all sold out, you know.
And I noticed three of the top eight, I believe, in the country from atmosphere standpoint on a list I saw here not too long ago. So we caught three of those, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, where was that last year? Like, we needed COVID for that.
I know it. We needed a temporary COVID game at Alabama, that's for sure. But it was, you know, if you think about last year, it was even to the extent Vanderbilt let nobody come. So, I mean, it was a crazy year last year. But we're back to normal with our crowds. We're going to take a break. Brandon's got some questions lined up for you, Coach. We're going to take those when we come back. As we are live here at Bouray on the Square, we'll have more with Coach Kiffin in just a moment on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vault this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hotty Toddy, you're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bouray on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
H-back right is Casey Kelly, the tight end. Rebels with 3rd and 12 from the LSU 36. There's the snap. Fake to Ely. Actually handed to Ely. Ely makes one man miss. Makes another one miss. He's at the 20 to the 15 to the 10. Carry him into the end zone, boys. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
That's what I'm talking about, David.
How about Jerry and Ely? Great run. Fooled me from the press box for sure, but awesome run. And Coach, we're going to talk running backs tonight with Kevin here in a moment, but the combination of those three guys has just been really good for us.
Yeah, it has. And it's kind of like the theme of our team, and you just don't know who the stars are going to be each week. And, you know, had a lot of injuries on offense, and guys have stepped up, and, you know, Ely wasn't even starting. It's kind of like whoever doesn't start plays better at running back.
So whoever had the best game is not starting this
week. The relief pitcher, yeah.
but they've done well, and we've really run the ball. I think it's not a secret anymore, but it's obvious that we like to run, and we're very successful at it.
Yeah, I think even Ole Miss fans would be surprised to know that outside of two triple option teams like Air Force and Navy or something, Ole Miss leads all of NCAA football in rushing. So I think that would probably surprise a lot of people, not just the SEC, the whole country.
In your scheme, and you and Coach Levy, when you look at what you're dealing with, do you always prefer to run, or is it just whatever they give us we're going to do?
Well, I think it's really crazy because you wouldn't think with a Heisman candidate quarterback that you'd lead the country in rushing.
But, right.
We're just always going to do the best things to win, and and that just depends on how they're playing. And I think we've been able to run the ball really well once the first, we were throwing the ball so well initially. So then they take that away, and we finally got rid of drop eight, I think, for the most part, by running them out of drop eight in the Arkansas game.
Going forward on fourth down, that's in our analytics that we do so much and been very successful. How does that help the running game?
Well, I like you say we and our analytics because they're working right now.
Yes.
After Alabama, you did not say our analytics.
Hey, I get paid, but whatever you tell me to say is what I'm going to say. I mean,
So we've made, like 22 or 23 or something fourth down conversions,
right.
Most
right.
in the country. Well, I look at it probably different than anybody does. If you make a fourth down conversion, it's the same as a turnover because
right.
you're keeping the ball right there. It's no different than we stop them and we get a turnover, means we get another possession. We're getting another possession when we make that. So that's why the analytics support going for it so much, because it understands the impact of that, mm-hmm. And it makes it easier to do the risky ones when you got players that come through for the most part, like Matt and the rest of the guys.
You threw me a curveball, though. It was that on the fourth and two that we didn't go for it. I said on the radio, I would bet my house we're going for it right here. So
yeah.
Mary and I are homeless now, right, Mary?
Okay.
My wife's here tonight. We're homeless. But you punted there.
We did.
And it worked out.
Well, Mac Brown's trying to win some punter awards.
So you want to help him out? Throw him
Ray
a bone?
Guy Award.
Threw him
he's
a bone.
Like, Coach, I can't win the Ray Guy Award when I don't do anything.
I love it.
No, the book actually said go, which surprisingly with that lead, it still said go 100%. And I just felt like there's no way. Like, we were playing too good a defense. Like, I just couldn't picture not making it, giving him the ball right there, the way our defense played. Now, if it was a high-scoring game, for sure we would have went for it. And our defense responded, went three and out, and got the ball right back there.
Yeah, it was good. And in fact, everything kind of leaned in honoring the way they were playing in that game. It was kind of nice to see such great. They've got the sacks, and all things were good. Let's go get some questions, Brandon. I can talk all night. Who you got, my friend?
Got a question. We talked about it a little bit kind of in the last segment, but question from Shelby asking about does a game like Tennessee, the experience of that game and the noise level and all that, help you prepare for a night game against Auburn, which should be a raucous crowd, night game, kind of similar environment with being sellout? Does that settle your guys maybe because they've had that experience now, or is it still going to be just tough?
It'll be tough, but I hope so. Anytime you've done something once, now that even though it was a night, Alabama was crazy. So, that's three in a row road games like that. So you would like to think that, you feel a little more comfortable in that, but it still is what it is.
Pat Carpenter asks, can you give the status of some of the younger receivers that you feel like maybe close to contributing in our system? Obviously, we've got, we don't talk about injuries, but we've had some guys kind of get banged up. Are there some guys you feel like are maybe close to being right there, the next contributors?
Yeah, J.J. Henry, we threw in for a play, tried to throw a deep ball to him, has a really bright future. And Braylon Brown and Brandon Buckhalter will be really good players here. They're just not quite ready yet.
And Danis did a good job. Jay Don's doing a good job, too.
He did, yeah.
In fact, I got one on Twitter here. I'll give you two. From Brad Brewer, he said, 4-star Miles Battle is a warrior. And then he went on to say, what are the updates on Mingo and Sanders? And, of course, we'll just say questionable for that. But Miles Battle moved over to the other side for you. He made a big play on the offensive side of the ball.
He did in that two-minute drill. So Miles may play both ways, this week, which is crazy. But it is what it is, just the situation that we're in.
Got another one?
Julian Childress asks, how does Matt Corral compare to some of the other quarterbacks you've coached in your career?
You know, we get that question a lot. I don't really know that there is someone exactly like him. You know, he just seems to be a little bit different. He's just so loose in his arms and arm angles, and I've said it before. He has a Patrick Mahomes type of release, you know, in pocket movement. So, and his toughness is just off the charts.
Yeah, you want to brag about his peripheral vision too, because he can stay in the pocket. He's good. He knows when to stay in the pocket, but he also knows when to go. Sometimes quarterbacks have a tough time trying to decide whether I should go or not.
Yeah, he goes pretty quick, which is good. You know, he does not take a lot of sacks because of that. You know, and he makes a lot of positive yards, which for us is important because a lot of those are third down dropbacks. Third and 12, he makes 6 yards, so we can go for it versus sitting there waiting, getting hit, or throwing an incompletion.
Didn't have to run as much this game with him because the running backs did such a great job, and he took advantage of some opportunities, but it was kind of nice he didn't get 30 carries.
And that was by design. You know, he obviously was very limited, so we didn't want to run him. You know, and then the running backs came through for us big time.
Talk about his selflessness. You mentioned it in the post game after the game when you said, you know, sorry I didn't get you more XYZ, more passes, more runs, whatever. But, you know, he said it in his interview. He didn't care about that. He cared about getting a team a win. Can you talk about just that side of his game and that maturity that he's kind of shown over this past season, really the last two seasons?
Yeah, he does an unbelievable job. I just get frustrated because I know the impact of a Heisman Trophy. It changes the rest of his life. Changes the school. So it's just frustrating because he doesn't have his pieces. If he had his pieces, he would win the Heisman Trophy. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't, so it's out of his control, and it just frustrates me because the way that he prepares, the way that he plays, he would win it. You know, but it is what it is. You just, when you have the people that you started the season with, you saw what the stats were. Well, he didn't all of a sudden, you know, not make the plays. He's got different people around him.
So. Yeah, we've had some drops on some different receivers and all that should have been called.
Yeah.
To this point.
And it's hard for any backups to go into compared to what I said to start the year. We're going to be, as a collection, the top three receivers in the country.
Mm-hmm. Good. Missing Mingo and Brian.
Good question here from Kyle. He asks, do coaches, players prefer the midday games, kind of like we played the CBS game, or do you prefer to play more at night where the crowd's a little more hostile?
Well, competitively at home, you want to play at night, you know. And you don't want to play at night on the road competitively. As coaches, you really don't like the night games because your schedules are all set back, especially road. You get back at 2 in the morning, you know, and the next day you're already working on the next opponent. So, you know, from a coach's standpoint, you'd rather play during the day so, you know, it's over with. You get to bed at a decent time and you're up working on the next opponent.
Tyler asks, looks like there's been some shuffling with the offensive line with some injuries and some different things. Obviously, Ben Brown came out this week with some news. But who are some guys you answered this for wide receivers, but who are some guys on the offensive line that you think are going to step up kind of into some roles moving forward?
Well, Cedric Melton did that last week. You know, and Rhodes has done that as well. Maybe Eli Acker. So, you know, we just need guys to step up. That Ben Brown injury is huge. Great player, but great leader, and really Matt's guy. You know, even though he doesn't play center anymore, that's his guy with the most starts of anybody up there. So, again, another weapon that affects Matt just in a different way. He's not catching it. You know, he's protecting. So, not easy.
Try to get him back. Got to try to get him back.
Another?
Some of them. You got another one? Yes. One more break.
We'll Steven asked about the defense. Says defensive improvement was incredible. Looks like we made some adjustments after that first drive. Can you talk about the defensive performance last Saturday?
Yeah. The first drive did not have a good feeling. The first quarter didn't have a good feeling on either side of the ball. So it was great to see the defense respond and play really well and really until the end of the game when it was out of hand, played lights out.
You know, that's why I talked about that last drive of the half, because the game didn't really start the way we wanted to. It looked like LSU kind of had their act together, and they were going to run on us a little bit, da-da-da. So they pop us in the mouth yet. And I know a lot of people call it momentum. We got momentum with that last drive. I don't know if it's momentum as much as it was we got their attention. We said, you popped us in the mouth, and now we got you back.
Well, in that game was so important, momentum, because, you know, they had – you know, coaching change coming up, all that stuff. So when things are going good, like the Florida game, they beat Florida. Mm-hmm. When things are going bad, that's hard. Like the Kentucky game, you know, they struggled in the second half. So we wanted it to be like that, and it ended up being like that.
Win over LSU is always good, right?
Always.
Woo, yeah. We'll take a break. More with Coach Lane Kiffin when we come back as we're live at Bouray on the Oxford Square as you're listening to Rep Talk from Learfield.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
If you are on the job hunt or if you are looking for top talent for your company, give Service Specialists a call. In the past year, they have placed over 5,000 candidates with companies throughout the Southeast. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, Service Specialists handles every type of job in any industry. You name it, we have placed it. Give three Ole Miss grads a call. Will Martin, Sydney Fields, or Kelsey Tart look forward to your call at 662-832-5138 with offices in Oxford, Canton, and Ridgeland. Or go to the website at ServiceSpecialistLTD.com.
We'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Bouray is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Here's the snap. Play action. Max Johnson's going to be hit from behind. The ball is out. The Rebels land on it. Ole Miss will take over at the 43-yard line of LSU.
Sam Williams, David, all the way around the right side. He's got that speed rush. He's getting around that left side tackle and just simply got in the back of Max Johnson, knocked the ball away. We get another chance to see it right here. Big number 7, knock it away.
Oh, Harry gets excited about defense, doesn't he? All those interceptions he had so many years ago. Congratulations to Sam Williams for a big sack there and knocked the ball out. And Coach Sam has just been incredible for us. He has been a consistent piece of that defense.
He has. He's had a great year. Really played really physical, relentless effort, and it's been awesome to see.
You're getting in the backfield a lot more in the last few games. Is there any reason for that? Or
back-to-back, you know, 5 sack games for the first time in, I don't know, 15 years or something like that. So guys are just playing really hard, and it's coming together.
Got some questions, Brandon, before we let Coach go tonight?
Dude, there's a question here. You talked about defense, and we talked, so I'm going to let you kind of elaborate on it. Scott asks, it looks like, or makes a comment and then asks a question. His comment is, looks like we've started to blitz more the last few games, which has disrupted the backfields. And then his question was, do you have any say on the defensive side of the ball, or do you leave it up to the defensive coaches?
Do I have any say? Well, I hope so. I mean, that's like saying, does he have any say over you in the radio show?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
I'm a wild card.
Yeah, I have to say, like, you know, the LSU game, I was kind of calling the defense after the first series, you know. So
after the first series,
You know, the Arkansas game, I was busy, so I couldn't call the defense, so you saw what happened there.
I love it. So you called the sack there by Sam Williams. Sam, yes. We need a sack right here,
my
friend. We need a sack.
I got another question from Justin that says, what has the recruiting reaction been like with these wins and the atmosphere from last Saturday? Have you been hearing a lot of positive feedback? I know you can't speak to specifics.
Yeah, we have. And that was credit to our fans and the stadium and how it was. That was a different, post-game meetings with kids. I could just feel it. What they were saying, their vibe was different than previous games here. So that was awesome, and we need to keep that up.
Jenny Moyer sent just simply this. Snoop! Y'all want to snoop back to Jenny Moyer? Thank you, Jenny. We appreciate that. Yeah, Snoop's coming up here. And, Coach, before we let you go, and we've kind of talked about Auburn, but give
us – Was she saying that when he fumbled on the one-yard line?
No, that was probably –
Because I wasn't saying that.
No, you were saying Snoop, right?
I'm not telling you what I was saying on the radio.
He went with both hands and was
– Stop.
Don't defend
and
him.
And he knows, too. Like, he knew right away. It's kind of like when, like, your child, like, does the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, they know right away, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or your dog, like, and has that look. Like, he knew, because we don't reach the ball out unless it's a two-point play, fourth down or the last play of the game.
Gotcha.
It's the only time you ever reach the ball out on the goal line, because you always have another play.
So he was in, like, they
had given up. We were going to score no matter what. So he would have had the ball first and goal at the one and scored on the next play.
Gotcha.
So it was not very good.
Okay, I'm glad you weren't mic'd up for that portion, that's for sure.
Correct.
This is the part of the show where we normally get the head coach to talk about our guests in a positive light.
Yeah, we'll turn now.
Obviously, he wasn't happy with that play. But overall, let's talk about Coach Kevin and Snoop and having them here tonight.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's done a great job. Brought him from FAU. He was the nation's leading rusher himself, playing at UCF, played in the NFL. Does a great job with the kids. We had the nation's leading rusher in Devin Singletary at FAU that he coached. Now has done a great job with these guys that were just freshmen last year. And it's not easy keeping them all happy and rotate them in. But the one thing you can say is all the running backs have improved since we got here, in my opinion.
No question about it. I think that's a given for sure. We look forward to visiting with Coach Smith about there. Final thoughts on Auburn. What's going to be some keys to win this game?
Handling the crowd. Protecting the football as always. And when you go on the road, you need to pack your run game and pack your defense.
Ole Miss and Auburn coming up Saturday. Y'all give it up for Coach Lane Kiffin. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you, man.
You got it.
Good luck with
those. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Those Tigers. We'll take a break. Be back with Kevin Smith. Also, Snoop Connors will continue on Rep Talk.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Calling all Rebs, bring your official stadium cup to a local Exxon Blue Sky station and receive 49-cent fill-ups all season long. Pick up your cup at a game or your local Exxon Blue Sky location and enjoy 49-cent fill-ups all season long with Exxon and Blue Sky. Exxon and Blue Sky, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics.
Reb Talk continues following these messages on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication.
Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Bouray on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
Half a yard to go. The handoff is to, who is it? Is it
Snoop.
Connor?
Snoop Connor.
Connor takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Just a straight dive inside read, David. Absolute blow the hole in there. Did that middle part of the Ole Miss offensive line. Snoop Connor walked right in.
Walked right in. Scored 6 points. Baby, we got Snoop in the house. Hey, y'all give up Snoop Connor. One of the touchdowns against Tennessee. I was talking to Coach earlier. 22 touchdowns. I think 17 are like inside the five. You've had some long range ones, but a bulk of those are, you know, in the one from the 1 yard line. So that was one of the 1 yard line ones. Snoop, of course, is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We got anybody from Hattiesburg up in here? No Hattiesburg people. Snoop, I think they're all local. He's an IMC major. I was talking to him about that just a moment ago. We also have Coach Kevin Smith. Everybody give it up again for Coach Smith. Runs back coach, second season. As Lane just pointed out, came with him from Florida Atlantic. Miami native, 17 school rushing records at UCF. FBS single season record with 450 carries, 13 100-yard performances in 2007. First team All-America. And then selected in the 2008 draft with the Lions in the third round. Went on to play 5 years and amassed 17 rushing touchdowns and all. Just a wonderful football career. I talked to Coach Smith last year during the COVID year on our Zoom Reb Talk. We're glad we ain't doing that anymore. But we talked about how good football's been to you in general, and I know that it's been a part of your life a long time.
Yeah, it's been a blessing just to be here and be able to impact players and, you know, just trying to give the game what it gave to me. So it's been good to me, my family, and I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in.
You know, you look at the running back room, and we've had some good things going on with Jerry and Henry and Snoop. But each week when we have an assistant coach and one of his players, we get you to talk about this. You got to do better than what Coach Kiffin was saying. He's putting you – he was getting on you, wasn't he, about that fumble?
Yeah, I know it.
tell us about Snoop and what he means to the running back room.
I mean, he's a pro. That's one thing I can say about him. He handles his business. Very proud of his growth and how he's approached the game. Obviously, you know, when you play as a young player and you come in, you have a lot of success, and then you kind of change roles just based on how the offense is going. There's a lot of players who couldn't do what he does, and that's the way he approaches his game off the field. He really never skipped a beat. And so to me, that's the reason why he's had the success on the field. He takes care of his body. He's a leader, and he goes about his business the right way. So, you know, from year one to year two, I think our relationship has grown. And just to see his growth off the field, to me, is going to put him in a position of success.
No question about it. He led Ole Miss with 117 yards, 14 carries, 8.4 per carry against LSU. Number two in the SEC, 18th nationally in rushing touchdowns. He's got 9 on the year, 388 yards rushing total. He's averaging almost 6 yards carry. Got his fourth career 100-yard rushing game against LSU. You know, your coach had 13. Does he tell you about it all the time?
Yeah, he bring it up a lot.
He does?
Yeah. We watch his highlight tape a lot in the room, too. So
he was pretty bad at the bone, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good.
So you're just trying to emulate him?
No.
Let me ask you this. Are you having fun? I mean, gracious, it's got to be fun to play on this offense.
Yeah, of course, when you're always winning, it's always fun.
Yep, W's make – a whole lot of sense, for sure, but make it a whole lot of fun. 12 of the last 17 rushing touchdowns. He leads all active Rebels, tied for fourth in program history with 22 career rushing touchdowns as well for Snoop. You know, we talk about you, Henry, and Jerry, and it seems like everybody stays fresh. I know at the end of the game you're probably all pretty much spent, give it everything you got, but that combination's been good for us.
Yeah, Coach Smith, he always harp on it. He going to give us, like, your best four plays. Cause we always gonna come out whenever he says good tie, he gonna bring us out. So we just try to go out there and give everything we got, and then come right back out.
You know, I've heard y'all say, I'm sure Coach is saying this to someone, get more grass, grab more grass, and all. And you have not only run over some people, you run around some people, but you've shown some bursts of speed here lately too. Looks like your game's stepping up.
Yeah, he always harp on chewing no grass, don't leave no yards out there. We do that a lot. He always get on us like, you're leaving too much grass on the field, like too much yards on the field. So we try not to leave a lot of yards on the field. So that'd be the big thing to all the running backs. We try not to leave that many yards on the field.
Well, and so you said, hey, coach, I got 17, and he's going to tell you you need to get 18, right?
Yeah, he always push us to be the best every day in practice. He always go out there, harp on the little details, and try to put us in position to be the best on Saturday.
Coach Smith, who were some people in your background that gave you some ideas of how to coach? You were a great player. I know that coaching probably was in your mind at some given point, but who were some of your mentors?
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to the running backs about, you know, kind of how I came about coaching. I actually didn't think I would be coaching. I never aspired to be a coach. But, you know, kind of when I was coming up as a young pro, you know, training with Frank Gore, who's one of my best friends. I got to come up with Fred Taylor, Maurice Jones-Drew. I got a lot of my style and details from them. My Detroit Lions running back coach, Sam Gash, is the one who taught me a lot about my technique. Mm-hmm. And then my offensive coordinator at UCF, who was the tight ends coach at the University of Pittsburgh, Tim Salem, he taught me how to practice. So, you know, the influence from the players and the different coaches is what I bring to the table as a coach. There's a combination of a lot of people who have touched my life and have kind of given me what I got now that I kind of, you know, give to these guys, and then just getting better every year. You know, mm-hmm. Coach mentioned me coaching Devin Singletary, where we put up some ridiculous numbers.
Yeah.
But regardless of the numbers here, I've gotten better, and it's because of those guys. You know, each year you're going to get challenged. At the end of the year last year, we watched self-scout individually. I watched it with him. I watched it with Ely. I watched it with Parrish. And we really broke down the game. And then we came up to collectively of key terms and where we can put our eyes. And really, that's their input. You know, we have to work together. Even though I'm the coach, we have to work together because they have to play. So it doesn't matter what I know. It doesn't matter how I feel. At the end of the day, I'm their support system in order for them to go out there and produce. So it's a combination of people who've helped me in my career. And so that's what it is.
You know, I think that you got to enjoy coaching, being coached by somebody who's had the success that Coach Smith's had.
Yeah, it's always fun. From a former NFL player and a former college player that put up those numbers and come coach us and give us the details to be successful. So it's pretty cool.
Well, if you guys add yours up, you know, you can – catch him probably, right?
Yeah, we got a little while to catch him, you know.
Hey, we got some questions for you, Coach, so we're going to take a break.
Yep.
Brandon's got some questions. We'll come back and have some cues for you here in just a moment. The most storied tailgating experience in college football is back in action this season. Our Tailgates and Traditions Guide, presented by Farm Families of Mississippi, here to get you up to date and ready for the Grove season. Be sure to check out the tailgate guide at oldmissports.com/publications. We'll take some questions in just a moment. I think we need to go to break with you guys doing a snoop. Okay, you ready? Do it. We'll be back. The Ole Miss Radio Network.
Finally, college football is back. The Rebels are back. The sights, the sounds, the raw emotion. Experience it all with the fastest speeds in the state, only from C Spire. Who cares, you say? When it's 3rd and 7, down by 6 with 2 minutes to play, trust me, you'll care. If you're a fan, you're a fan. And nothing's going to stop you if you have the fastest speeds around. C Spire.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
We'll return to Reb Talk after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too.
Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Hooray is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Back here, Matt Corral looking to the sideline, trying to get a play. They're struggling, trying to get this one set up. Now ready. There's the snap. Hand off to Snoop. Left side to the 30. He gets to the sidelines. 25, 20. He's gone again. He's gone again. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Snoop with an explosive play off the left side. He is showing some speed for the Rebels. 34-yard run for Snoop against the Arkansas Razorbacks. That was a big score in the fourth quarter. Man, that was like a boxing match, wasn't it? Back and forth. Wow.
That was a scary one.
You didn't do a whole lot of, you know, faking folks off. You just busted that one, took it to the house.
Yeah, they gave me lanes to run, so I took what they gave me and made it happen.
Made it happen. Coach Kiffin was happy with that one, I guess.
Yeah, with that one he was.
With that one he was. All right. Hey, Coach Smith, Brandon's got a couple of questions from our followers tonight. We'll see what he's got.
So first question is about the running back room. It says that it seems like those guys cheer on each other, very unselfish room. Can you kind of talk about the personalities in that room and how they all mesh together?
Yeah, we have a great group. You know, guys support each other. And at the end of the day, that's what a team's about. One thing I know, if you're a good football player, there's no reason to have animosity. You know, if you're a good football player, to show. But we all know there's no secret. I mean, we might be the only team in the country that plays three running backs in a rotation. And it's basically guys want to see each other do well. Because at the end of the day, if Snoop, Ely, and Parrish can be at their best, we're a very, very good football team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the offensive line and, you know, the best quarterback in college football and some of the most dangerous receivers, we're a very, very good group. So, to me, supporting each other is expected. You know, they work hard together in the offseason. They're around each other. I really don't know any other way, but got a good group. They support each other. They feed off each other. So it's good to see.
So you came in as Coach Kiffin's first hire when he started here, you and Coach Love. I remember you at the press conference kind of running detail around the back, trying to get stuff straight, which was fun to see because you knew you already had a really close relationship. When he told you, hey, I'm going to Ole Miss, to SEC, I want you to come with me. What was your kind of initial reactions, initial thoughts as you moved from Paradise to Oxford, Mississippi, and now you've got to kind of restart, rebuild a program? And you know you had some pieces, right, with some good running backs. But kind of what was your initial thoughts and where to go from here?
I mean, it's always excitement. You know, there's nothing that beats SEC football. You know, I'm not one of those guys that feel like they got to be close to home. I'm used to traveling my whole life. Obviously, I had to go home and talk to my wife and make sure it made sense, which it made a lot of sense. But, you know, I've been with Coach Kiffin since I was 29 years old. He's been my only boss. So, you know, I've seen what he's done. I know how smart he is as a coach. I've seen how he runs programs and how the players respond to him. So, to me, you know, I trusted that him coming here, that I had no doubt in my mind that this turnaround would happen so fast. It was the same thing we did at FAU. At FAU, they won 9 games in 3 years. First year we got there, we won a championship with 11 games. So, obviously, it's not that easy in the SEC, but just trusting the process, knowing he was going to hire a great staff, and just being around him and him kind of knowing me helped a lot. So, I was excited.
Now, you got 3 running backs we talk about in rotation. There are 3 little children over here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Tell me about these cats.
Well, we got Kai. He that man in his Spider-Man outfit, my 3-year-old. And we got Summer, the 5-year-old, who's super excited. And then we got the big sister, Paris, who just turned 9 October 12th. And we're missing a few. I think I had the most kids on staff.
Six? How many you got?
Six.
Six children. Half of them are here. Y'all give it up for the kids. I love it.
I brought the lawyer ones.
You brought the lawyer
yeah,
ones?
The 11-year-old. He didn't want to come. He wanted to stay playing this video game. So
check out the costume, man. We were kids. We didn't have stuff like that, did we?
Yeah, they Snoop knows them. My kid's always around the running backs, and the running backs always at the house. So
he looks like a future running back to me. What do you think?
Hopefully not.
What do you think, Snoop?
What you want, Coach?
Basketball player.
Basketball player.
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes. Money.
Patrick Mahomes. I like
Patrick
it. I like
money.
It. Yeah. Right now, he just wants to be Spider-Man. Got his Halloween costume on. Hey, let's give it up for our running back room here, Kevin Smith, assistant coach, and also Snoop Connor. Guys, good luck with Auburn. We look forward to it.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Snoop.
Thank y'all.
Snoop needs some more touchdowns, right? All right. Snoop, no doubt. Hey, the Mississippi Hospital Association thanks our hospitals and their frontline heroes who are sacrificing so much to take care of all of us, whether it's paving the way for a healthier outcome, tackling life's challenge, or providing protection. Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are there for you and your families. Mississippi Hospital Association encourages all Mississippians to make the winning play and take their shot at beating COVID. We'll be back for one final segment. Brandon and I will have that for you in just a moment. So don't leave us on Rep Talks. We take a break live here at Bouray on the Oxford Square.
CareMed EMS was founded with one goal, to serve Northern Mississippi with the highest quality medical transportation. We are proud to offer emergency and non-emergency advanced life support ambulance service, as well as prompt and courteous wheelchair van services. Contact CareMed EMS today at 662-380-5138 for all of your medical transportation needs, or visit them online at caremedms.com. CareMed EMS, quality medical transportation.
If you are on the job hunt or if you are looking for top talent for your company, give Service Specialists a call. In the past year, they have placed over 5,000 candidates with companies throughout the Southeast. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, Service Specialists handles every type of job in any industry. You name it, we have placed it. Give three Ole Miss grads a call. Will Martin, Sydney Fields, or Kelsey Tart look forward to your call at 662-832-5138 with offices in Oxford, Canton, and Ridgeland. Or go to the website at ServiceSpecialistLTD.com.
Rep Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Toddy Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Bouray on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
Hey, thanks to our crew tonight. Brandon, I would like to thank Dan Courts, who's our Winston-Salem studio host. Joseph Kennedy, our on-site engineer. Of course, Dan helps us on the weekends, too. Looking forward to him being part of our broadcast this Saturday. Ole Miss football, in fact, at Auburn, will be a 6 o'clock kickoff. We'll have airtime at 4 o'clock on the Ole Miss Network. And big soccer match tonight. The Rebels are at State. 7 p.m. You can watch it on the SEC Network for the Magnolia Cup. Ole Miss leads the series 15-7-5, but we lost that sucker last year. We got to get it back. Rebels are ranked 11th in the most recent NCAA RPI report. Good possibility of hosting here, Brandon. So we're pulling for Matt and the soccer team tonight.
Yeah, got to get the cup back, and they've had a really special year. You know, they got a lot of COVID seniors, which is, you know, experience trumps all, right? So they got a lot of experience on that team, and they've played very well, and hopefully they'll go down Starkville tonight and take care of business.
You know, we've had Channing on here twice. Channing Foster from the soccer team.
Molly Martin was on.
Molly Martin's been on twice, too, I think. And she's having a great year. Channing's had an incredible career.
I think
she's up to 42 goals now. One of the highest goal scorers in Ole Miss history.
Rebels got to take care of business on Saturday night. That's the most important thing. In Auburn,
Alabama. What a game. I mean, these are the last two teams in the West got a shot at Bama, really.
That's right.
Because we both have one loss.
We need a win, and then we need them to
beat Bama.
We need them to care enough to beat Bama in the Iron Bowl is what we need.
Yeah, and they just don't need to throw bottles. Don't throw any bottles over there, Auburn fans. Chill, okay?
Probably throw ketchup.
Ketchup over there. They don't like that. That's Auburn. Great environment. Looking forward to it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you next week right here at Bouray for a Rep Talk.
Been listening to Reb Talk, live from Bouray, located on the Oxford Square on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Reb Talk has been brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Coca-Cola, with zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Renaissance Bank. Show your school spirit with an Ole Miss Renaissance Bank MasterCard debit card. Member FDIC. By Service Specialist. Visit them online at ServiceSpecialistLTD.com for all your recruiting and staffing needs. Game Day Vodka, official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. Please enjoy responsibly. By ExxonMobil, official fuel partners of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by CSpire, on the field, at home, at your business. Speed makes all the difference. Visit CSpire.com to learn what CSpire's ultra-fast fiber internet and nationwide 5G can do for you. Reb Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with TeleSouth Communications.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.